Okay, so let's learn Rav Kook here. Rav Kook over here by the Nun Vav.
Time is money.
And Ayah. So he quotes the Gemara like we've learned. Kol Maspala Chure Beisikinez Nigarosh. Anybody who davens in the back, we had a big machlokas. By the way, I just saw Agav. It's pretty silly. The Gemara. It's crazy. So we're on Daf Vav Amabez, right? That's where we were.
Mm-hmm.
Vav Amabez. Okay. So we saw the Rashi, and then we jumped to the Ben Yonah. We saw two different days. What I didn't realize, because then I kept seeing quoted Tosos. I'm like, where is this Tosos? Happens to be if you go to Vavim and Aleph, they put it on. I don't know why. Is Tosos? Achuri Beis Ekneses. Any little test? Shaykh Lamed Beis.
We didn't do that one.
No, because we've been on Vavim Beis so long, I didn't realize that this Tosos was on Vavim and Aleph because it's out of place. It's not usually supposed to be like that.
Oh.
And he brings down.
So what does he say?
Well, he brings down Beis his Hishita and Shitas Rashi. We saw the Shitas. Rabbeinu Yonah did bring it down. I'm just saying it's funny that we had to go to Rabbeinu Yonah to see Tosos, which is over here. But we will. I will make a ha'ara maybe at the end. The difference, the different reasons why it's called a Rasha. I want to point out. We've seen it. We didn't emphasize it. There's four or five different reasons. I'll show you why it's called a Rasha. It's really interesting.
You
have to gather them. You have to pay attention to the way the Rishonim are speaking. And I'll show you how they're each saying something a little bit different. It's very interesting. So let's read Rav Kook and you'll see how he also says it a little bit differently.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So, Kol Maspala Achori Beis Ekneses Nikra Rasha. So anybody davens in this way, behind, outside, front, back, two conditions, three conditions, as we learned, the Maya says Nikra, he's called a Rasha. Okay? Omar Abayi says, V'lo Omran, Elo D'lo Mahadar Apil Beis Ekneses, this is only said, if he does not turn his face towards the shul, but if he turns his face towards the shul, leslan ba, he's not called a rasha. Maybe it's not so good potentially, but he's definitely not called a rasha. Good.
I don't know if you spoke this out. Why has to say both sides of the coin? If you said one, you could infer the other. He says this is only talking about if he doesn't turn his face to the shul. So I know that if he turns his face to the shul, it's not a rasha. Okay.
I have to see. I don't know. Do they always say one way? Do sometimes they say both ways? Can you midike? Probably you could. We'll talk about it after that. I hear. Okay. So it says real quick like this. Basic Knesset, who mokum kibbutz hatzibur avodah Hashem yisbarach. So basic Knesset is a place where Jews gather together, kibbutz, tziburi. Is it tzibur? Of course, tzibur we know, famously, tzaddik, beinoni, Russia, right? All types of Jews come together. L'avodas Hashem yisbarach to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what we're doing here. Right? Even the Beis Medrash was built on top of the shul. Right? We're in a Beis Medrash. It was built on, I mean, this used to be also a Beis Knesset itself. V'hinei, ha'klal hu shadam af she'yeh roshem b'ma'al ma'od. The rule is, says Rav Kook, that even though a man, human being, a neshama, is what roshem b'ma'al ma'od, he's like engraved up high. Right? A Jew can be very connected to the Elyonim. Tzor, nevertheless, tzor sheyishtatev nafshei b'hadei tzibur. He still has to come and connect to the tzibur. He can't sit all day in, you know, his bodas all day. Right? Even the biggest tzaddikim came about. Right? Rebbe quotes the Chassam Sofer that said, Avraham Avinu could have stayed all day long in his bodas. He could have. Right? He was holding the madrega. But yet he came down from the mountain to deal with the people. He was feeding them meat. He was shakting them. He was running around for them. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants you to be part of the tzibur, right? There's always a ratz of a shav. Azu nena min tzibur, because then he'll benefit from the tzibur. He'll get chizik from them, right? It'll inspire him to do more. Push him v'hat tzibur nena mimenu, and you even have there's an obligation for you to be the tzibur because they'll receive from you. Oh, right. If you're there, first of all, just stam. More people, right? Barovam hajus melech. The more the merrier, as they say. Right? People can get chizik from you. So it goes. Aval. Im yovur latzma derech. But if a guy, I guess Lashon is like, he digs himself in all his own path, right? His own derech, derech Hashem. Afilu ba'avodas Hashem. Even if it's in avodas Hashem, right? He decides that, you know, he has his own way of davening. It doesn't go with the way that tzibur is. And he's davening to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's not a kofar. He's lefarish midarech tzibur. But he's separating from the way of the tzibur, azal yitzah. That's not good. Hashem doesn't want that. Wait till the end. But pashit, that's not good. Can't go. You can't separate from the tzibur. Kaddish Baruch Hu wants that. The yelich midechi aldechi. I don't know exactly what that means, but he goes from. I don't even know how to translate that exactly. It's not good. He's. We'll see. Actually, we'll see this Rambam in a minute. He quotes a Rambam. V'zeu nirmas gamkin. So now that's the remez here. Shelo yispal achri beis kinnas. Don't daven, meaning in the back of the shul, outside, separate from the tzibur. Ki'ilu huroi livnos bama la'atzmo. Afilu shem uras Hashem. Ki'ilu he could build a bama, right? A personal mizbeach, like they used to have, right before the Mishkan was set.
But then they were outlawed, right?
Right. Once the Mikdash, the Mishkan was set in a place where essentially it was going to stay, and then the Mikdash was going to come, no longer can you have a private mizbeach in your backyard. So now that we have a set tefillahs, and it's set times for shul, come to that place, join together with everybody. Don't stay on the outside, being Porish Min HaTzibur, like Hillel says, Al Tifrish Min HaTzibur. Right, in Perkei Avos, Beis Dalad, Hillel says, Al Tifrish Min HaTzibur. Right, and this is what Rav Kook is referring to that. Fine.
Rav Kook, though, is talking figuratively right now. He's saying, figuratively speaking, don't have a different, I guess practically also, don't have a different avodah from the tzibur. Sounds like that.
So he's saying in general. He's saying in general. And we have to know what that means, because we can't do anything different. We have to do everything exactly the way the tzibur does it. So we'll learn in a second. But I was looking quickly right before, just before, I have the sefer that they have on Perkei Avos from Rav Kook. To have, and he just quoted something there that we're about to say in the Haggadah. Where does he see this in the Haggadah?
That what?
Al Tifrish Min HaTzibur.
Oh. They're eating till the morning.
No. Where do you see that you shouldn't separate from the Tzibur? What? No. It's so clear.
That's actually a good one. Karm Pesach would be a good one.
Ulafisha hotzi es atzam and a klal kofer be'ikr. Who's that? That's the Russia. That's what the Russian says in the Haggadah. Because he was right. He says, "You, what's your avoda?"
Oh, the
Russia in the Haggadah, the wicked son. He says, "Ulafisha hotis atman aklal." The Haggadah is because he separated himself from the klal kofer baker.
You, not us or we.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the Indian by the match. Nikra Russia.
Nice.
You see, that's the Russian here in the Gemara. I'll show you. Let me quickly get a Rambam. I forgot. Let me show you this Rambam that he quotes here.
The one that you laughed about?
No, that's the one with the Misa. So you see, quote over here. He has over here. What's it? In Tshuva, Hilchos Tshuva Gimel Yud Aleph. Yeah. So look what he says. Haporish midarkei tzibur, says the Rambam. Haporish midarkei tzibur. Avol bishlo avar averus. Even though he didn't do any averus. We're not talking about an avaryan over here. The guy davening in the back of the shul. He's still, like we said, he's still davening. But he's porish from the derech of the tzibur, even though he didn't do averus. El nivdal, he's separate from Adas Yisrael. Ve'ena osa mitzvahs bechlolon. He doesn't do mitzvahs with them. V'lo nichnas b'tzarasan, he doesn't connect to their tzaras when they're in pain. A lot of the mafarshim in the Mishnah Perkei Avos of Al Tifrish Min HaTzibur is referring to this, that if you don't connect to the tzibur when they're in pain, right? Al Tifrish Min HaTzibur, don't separate from them when they're in pain. So the Rambam says v'lo nichnas b'tzarasan, v'lo mis'ana b'tanisan, you don't fast with their fasts. Elo holich b'darko. You go on his way. He goes on his own way. Even though he's not doing any averus. Unclear if he's doing mitzvahs or not doing mitzvahs. Could be he's doing mitzvahs but not doing with them. I don't know how to read that line.
He's going to do his bodas.
What?
He's going to do his
bodas. He's going to do his bodas. He's doing his own thing. So he's doing this. He's connecting to God. Ukiilu eino mehen. Kilu, he's not with them, the rest of the Jews. Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. It's no chelek l'olam haba. It's pretty bad.
Nah.
Okay, then he talks about people doing Averis. But anyway, that's the Rambam that they're quoting on the bottom there. So it's again, it's a sugi of Al Tifrish Min HaTzibur. That's how Rav Kook is learning. So I was just
pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. But you can't say you can never do different. So it's interesting. We have what was the name of the high level Jews back in the times of Beis HaMikdash when they were going against the Tzedukim? the Purushim, which is the same letters as Porish. The Purushim, we know they were taking a lot of chumnas. They were doing things above everybody else. So we're not. There's nothing wrong with that. Right? There is a way that you can go on your own derech, but not if it's a derech that's going to take you away from the tzibur. Meaning you can go a level above, but do it in take chumras, but be in shul. Right? Don't leave the whole shul. So one second. So look what he says now with Abaye. Third line here. Well, what does that mean? It's only if you don't turn your face to the shul. Right? That's what Abaye said. To be on the outside of the shul, facing the wrong way, that's a problem. To be totally Polish from that tzibur, even though you're davening, you're doing as great it is, you're connecting to God, don't do that, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to be connected to the tzibur. But if you turn towards the shul, then that's okay. Or less lumba, it's not, you're not a Russian. Gambazei Yesh Remez, says Rav Cook, there's a remez in this also. Shaklal hu nachon, this rule is true. Rak ima kavana shel oso haporish lefarish minatzibur lechalutin. This is only when we said that you can't separate atavish minatzibur. Don't daven on the achuri basic kinesis. Is only when you want to totally lechalutin, absolutely cut yourself off from the tzibur and do your own thing. Velidroch ba'atzma derech avoda kifi chizion levavo, where you want to go in totally your own path, according to the vision of your heart. Az afil yagadol shebegdolim, even if you were one of the gedolei hador who bechlal harisham, you're still considered a rasha. If you totally separate yourself and go in your own way. Aval says Rav Kook, im magmas panav, migamas panav, hilios nechlal mishtatev tzibur. But if your goal is you really do want to be mishtatev with the tzibur, but sometimes you have your own way a little bit. Generally, you're with the tzibur. Generally, you daven with the tzibur. Once in a while, a person feels like he needs to daven himself. Not because he's trying to run away from the tzibur. Either he's running towards a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He just needs a little bit of a different thing. Or maybe a chumrah in a certain way. Generally, he holds with the tzibur. But a little bit, so that less than, that's not a problem. It's still, you have to be very careful, right? This Gemara is not saying it's a good thing. It's just saying you're not called a Rasha. Because it's still it's a very subtle path, right? You have to be very careful. Because if a person starts to say, well, if once in a while I can do my own thing, that might turn into twice in a while, three times in a while, right? It might turn into a thing. And it has to really be a thing. There was I was once talking to a guy who's, not a guy, I don't even think he's a guy, but whatever, somebody, whatever, it doesn't matter. My thing with him. Anyway. Interesting person. I'm not exactly sure. Whatever. So he was just saying how he at a certain point he was davening b'yichidus, like once he found God, so he started davening b'yichidus all the time, and then he was doing that for a long time, and at a certain point he realized that's not the mahalach. Really, you have to be with the tzibur. And then he became a kanoi about anybody who's any time davening b'yichidus. Like, that was all over the place. A person needs a healthy balance. He needs a rebbe. He needs a guide. Sometimes you have to do things on your own. You have to be careful, though. Right? You always have to be careful. We learned in Meishaloch, I learned with Ellie a few weeks ago. Remember, if you remember this Torah, Meishaloch says, Elokei ma'aseich elo tasaloch. Right? This is the end of by the eagle. Afterwards, right, we already know there's an Isser, but we had to reiterate it. A god of Masecha, or whatever, a molten image, a molten god, whatever it is, don't make. Right? So that's Pashup Shat, don't make an eagle. So the Meshiloch, of course, not going to learn Pashup Shat. So he says that Masecha is referring to Klolim, the general gist. If you have a Jew who's connected to Bina Salev, Bina's already more focused, more understanding. It's connected to the heart. Chachma is usually the head. Bina is usually the heart in a certain way. You have your own derech. He says, Az lo tabir ala klam, right? Now this is Meshiloch. He's already off the beaten path. You have to understand, right? Meshiloch is known that he didn't go with the regular derech. Now, we all love him. Now, some people didn't like him. There was a lot of his nagdis against Ishbitz. And other chassidim who didn't go with the regular derech, because every time you go a little bit off the derech, not in a way of averus, everybody starts to jump. Like, well, what's going on? Where's he going with this? You don't want to become a Shabtai Tzvi, Chas V'Shalom, right? That did happen. He went off the derech, and he really went off the derech. So every time there's a separation, all of Klal Yisrael comes, and Rabbi Nachman, of Cook, saying everybody. Depending on your
what's funny is the Mishloach was the one that the Hasidim were going to, because Kutzker was like secluded. So even though he was off the beaten path, he was the one for the Tzibur.
This is how it's a slippery slope. It's a bigger. It takes a lot of understanding. Al Kapanim, so the Yisrael says that if a person has a certain amkus and binas halev, he knows what's good for him. Again, in Torah and Mitzvahs, of course. He says, don't anymore look at the klolim. Don't look at the klolim anymore. And of course, to keep all the mitzvahs, but he means, if you have a specific way of doing something, then you need to do it that way. You need to do it that way.
What are you talking about? We're talking about Torah mitzvahs, and we're talking about it's sort of like being like different. Like it's Torah mitzvahs. Like, what's the?
You're allowed a certain recalibration.
It means within certain avodas Hashem, a person is, for example, like I said before, you have a person, he generally daven with the minyan. He does. Once in a while, he feels like he just needs to daven by himself. Once in a while, like rare.
That's in halacha. It's better to daven with tzibur, but you're allowed to daven alone.
Correct, but when the klal and the tzibur made it that, right, if you would tell people that you do that outside of this place, or even in this place, I think, what are you doing? You daven with the tzibur. What are you talking about? You can't just do that. Halacha, there's what's the problem. But there are certain hanhagas that were made that the klal takes on. That's what he's saying. The klolim is, you daven with the tzibur.
Can I make a halacha? Anyway, the Rambam and what Rav Cook are talking about, it seems like it's not necessarily they're practically doing something different. It's that in their heart they have a different mahalach of what they have in mind.
No, they're doing something different sometimes.
But he's talking about a tzaddik who in his heart he's doing a little bit different.
Who said a tzaddik?
He was talking about Gedolei Ador.
He says that even a Gadol Dor who chalutin absolutely separates from the Kehila, he's a Rasha.
But Bederech Avod the Kvi Chizoyin Levavo. In his heart, he has a different vision. He's not necessarily doing
something. He's doing something different.
Okay.
Of course, he's doing something different. Otherwise, there's no difference.
What do you mean? And in the Rambam, he said that if you separate from the Sibur, meaning you don't feel their Tzara, that's not doing something different.
That was one half. The other half was he was not connecting with them. It says clear. No, he's doing things that are different. It doesn't mean he's doing Averis. Again, that's why you have to be very careful with this. That's why with the tzibur, you're safe with the tzibur. Safe tzibur. Remember that. You're always safe with the tzibur. If you go a little bit off, you have to be very sure of yourself or speak to somebody. Because it's a slippery slope. But there is, for those who really feel, again, no averus here. It has to be with only Torah and mitzvahs. If a person really, truly feels that he wants to do something a little bit different, then there is room for that. You have to just, again, be careful. You have to make sure that you're always with the tzibur. If a guy who's like never with the tzibur, he's like, yeah, but I feel that I need to do something different. So this guy, lav dafka. A person who's always with the tzibur. Everything's regular. Everything's good, normal guy. But he wants to learn Kabbalah. Like, okay, that's an example. You have a person who learns regular stuff. He learns his Gemara. He learns his halach every day. Mishnah. Not that much, but he learns every day. Normal guy. But he has this thing inside of him. He really wants to learn Kabbalah. I know people like that. And if you'd ask a regular person, nah, it's not for you. You shouldn't do that. Well, you should learn the regular stuff. And they could squash a person who really should be learning. I'm not even going to tell you a name right now of a person this happened to. Where he had this tshuka, and they tried to push him down a long time. And he was not a Talmid Chacham at all. I mean, guy didn't even know many Gemaras at all. But he had this burning desire to learn Kabbalah. And now he's massive in Kabbalah. Other stuff, I don't know.
Was he over 40?
Not even close. He was probably in his 20s. That's the way it is.
Don't you need a foundation?
Yeah. Litvaks, I know. I got it. All the Litvaks have come. Because for a regular person, yes. For a regular person, yes. That's why there were rules. 40 years old, there was this. Of course. But once in a while, a person has this tshuka and it's real. It's not. First, they push him down a few times, but if it just keeps coming back, keeps coming back, it's the emes. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu does choose people to do different things, right? There is a bariolo, but everybody fits into the cloud. I just talked to all the kids who can't handle the dollar. What do you mean? Just sit down and be in class all day and just put your finger on the way. Like, what's the big deal? The kid's like, are you crazy? You're killing me. No. Be normal. Be with the tzibur. But we would never say to a kid nowadays, I mean, at least at this table, who, the kid can't handle class. We wouldn't say, hey, buddy, don't be Polish from tzibur. We'd be like, no, we totally understand. Adaraba, the people who are...
Or your time.
Well, back in the day, it was like...
But we understand. So, again, slippery slope. It has to be very. It has to be a deep chukka. But that's an example. If that was a... Anyway, so the Mishloch says that the Isser, Elokim HaSeichel HaTaseichel, and if you have a certain prati way of doing something and you really feel connected to it, don't leave that to just do with the klal, because that's what the klal says to do. That's an Isser. Again, an Ishbitzer type of Isser. And don't sell yourself. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you a certain chukka for something. That's what he wants from you. But it has to be with Gedar. If it's going to start taking you off to different places, and that's not a problem. Yeah. And the problem is, though, even with Hadracha, that... Whatever.
Right. If
a person thinks that he has to, you know, get high before davening, you know, Shemon Esrei every single day, I think we have a problem here.
High in the Bar-Yel. That song, you just get me high.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. This.
You're saying it shouldn't be every day, but it could be Sundays. You could.
There's no rules to this. That's the thing. You can't make rules. It has to come from your heart.
Random number generation.
If you're starting to make intellectual rules about it, then you're already not in the parsha. It has to really come from your heart. That's the thing. It's a big difference. Being a Salev, not from the, oh, I like this better. No, you have to really, you can't control yourself. It's a slippery slope, so you have to be very careful. But if you don't even know about this, then you could squash yourself for many years. So you do have to speak to somebody who knows you and who's an open person. Important. There's a guy. There's somebody who was. He was just an Eretz Yisrael, and he was telling me he was speaking to somebody, a mashpia, and he was talking about listening. Again, you have to ask your own things. I think maybe we could discuss this. Listening to music, I think not with words, before Shemona Esrei. Certain types of music, again, no words, that will help a person settle down and get into that zone. Because that's what he wants. He really wants to daven. He wants meditation music. He wants... Is that Asr? Is that Mutter?
Is it between Shema and Shema?
I think there's certain things that a person truly wants to connect to a Kodesh Baruch. He just can't. He's just... His head's all over the place. But there are ways that you can. What about meditative music? Again, no words, nothing. For 3 minutes. If you do it according to Allah, again, ask your Shaila, and make sure you ask, if you're going to ask that, make sure you ask. First, you have to really feel it. Again, it can't come from the head. It has to come from the heart that you really want to do this. It's a big difference. You can only discuss it because we've been learning Bilvavi, where there's a difference between the head and the heart. It's a big difference. Okay. I'll go upon him. Says the Rav Kook, a second understanding here. He says, "V'makom acher," back to the page here, second paragraph. "V'makom acher, ramaznu achuri besek nesu." We explained it a different way. Achuri beis hakinesis. What does it mean? Ki beis hakinesis yeshlo beis tachlios. There's two purposes for the beis hakinesis. Ha'achas hi legadol l'romis Hashem Yisborach. One reason we come to shul, the Ramban already says at the end of Bo, is to bring the greatness, to raise up the Shem Hashem. We're all coming together. Shem Hashem, right? Rom al kol goyim, barov am hadras ha'melech. We all gather together. The more Jews, the merrier. Ube'emes ikr tachlis mitzias ha'tfilin uvaluze. And it says, Rav Kook, pay attention to this. Be'emes, the main purpose of the reality of tefillah is for this. We come together to daven, not for ourselves, for Kodesh Baruch Hu. The very fact that every single Jew is coming and saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Everybody's talking, praising Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pesukei Zimra, Mimekab Omach Hashem. It's not for us. It's to raise Shem Hashem. It's to raise awareness, right? Kedesh Yakira Brias Yad Hashem. In order that the Brias, us, recognize Yad Hashem in our lives. Emuna 101. That's what we daven. And we come to fear him, in awe of him, we go in his ways, right? L'tov lahem, which is ultimately for the good of Klal Yisrael. Right? When you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu and you follow the mitzvahs, that's good for you. You'll be a good human being. So that's the main reason why we come to shul and we daven. Okay, not for ourselves, but because we recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because we're talking to him, even though it comes with bakashas, but with a shvach and a shodah, even the bakashas, even though that we recognize we have to ask from one Ribbono Shalom, that, again, that to raise awareness about God, that's the v'habez nistaf miseh. But there is a second purpose that branches out from there. Shatfilim o'el sahasek ha'mavukash, that you daven because you need stuff. And you go to Kodesh Baruch Hu to ask for the things you need. V'nei lo lo ha'isaba mitfila ha'to'elis ha'musaris ki'im ha'sagis ha'mavukash levado. If a person only comes to daven for just receiving what he's asking for, vada hayakasha, that's hard. That's not good. Matachas atam yesh mitzias tefilas. And what's the point of the whole mitzias of tefila? Because if you only think that tefila is about getting asking what you want, right? I don't have something, and therefore I want something. Hello, Hashem is baruch lo yitachin shinei ratzon lefanov. V'lama lo tefilas eino. Wow, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to change his ratzon? I mean, you don't have something. There's a good reason for that. Obviously, if you don't have it, there's a good reason for that. So if the entire tefillah is built about just getting what you want, so the whole inyan is to change Hashem's ratzon, it's off. It can't be the only reason why we're davening. But since tefillah is the main point of tefillah, it's not just asking what you want, it's about musr. Musr meaning, we need a better word, an English word for musr, because that word musr has a bad connotation. But it's to make yourself a better person. Okay, let's just stick to that. It's the tachas of making yourself a better person in a happy, positive, healthy way.
We should just call it shlemus.
Shlemus, that comes to the ways of shlemus in a happy, healthy, and positive way. Kal yedei ha-karash ha-kom yado yisbaruch, through the recognition that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch, through Amuna. Yutav matzav ha-musar v'tisraba tzedakam yisharam. It's going to be good. It's going to make this person straight. But that's why he's really coming to shul. Kevar nimsa to el gedol mitzias tefila. Now it makes sense why we davening. Yes, davening has bakushas and requests for things that we don't have. True. But that's not the purpose, and that's right, as we've explained many times. That's not even the majority. Yes, in Shemona Esrei, it was 13 brachas, it's the majority, sandwiched around praises and thanks. But when Chazal put it into the context, they added more tefillas. Bakushas is tiny in comparison to everything else. Because the point, ultimate point of all of tefillah in general is not just to ask for what you want. It's to straighten yourself out through emunah, through bitachon, avos Hashem, yiras Hashem, praising Him, recognizing Him, all that. So once you have that down, yes, once in a while, you do need to ask for things you don't have. And that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to do. That becomes His ratzon. I didn't give you this thing because I want you to ask me. But I only want you to ask me to, quote-unquote, change my ratzon, of course, when you recognize everything else about me. When you do surrender to me fully, you surrender to my ratzon, then I'll change my ratzon for you. But if you just ask me always to change my ratzon, like, it's like, I can't imagine a kid. I mean, imagine a kid. We have those kids. Every single second they're asking for something again and again and again. It's like enough already, especially after, you know, it's effective in an achuraim type of way. Yeah, you might give it to them, but you're like, here, take it. You just throw it behind your back. Like, get out of my face. That's not a real relationship. Ein Shum Perm candy after Perm. Okay. For those who have little ones. If I hear another word Perm candy, I'm going to like lose my marbles here. Anyway. So much.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
If Bakashas is not the... Why is... If the main part of davening is Shemoneh Esrei, and the main part of Shemoneh Esrei is Bakashas, why did Chazal set it up that way? If it's not the Iker, it's certainly... showcased as the
Iker. Yeah, because you have to learn. There's Kamas and there's Eichas. In Kamas, it's the most, because a human being needs to have all the details set out. We need Rufuas and we need this. But in the Eichas, first of all, it's not. The Iker is the Shvach and the Hodah. But even in the Bakushas, you have
it's
to
not
understand.
A real Bakusha.
Right, even the Bakushas, look at the Bakushas. It's really truly praising Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything. That's really the Iker of every Bakusha. There's an Iker and a Tafel. The tafel of a bakasha is actually the thing you're asking for. The ikar is the recognition that he's the one who can give it. So, but Chazal played off of human psychology, and we always want to ask for things, so therefore they built it like that. But for those as we said in the beginning, there's the klal and there's the prop, the minutia. For those who, the minutia who really want to grow in avodas Hashem, they don't just get lost in all the bakashas. They get lost in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. They sometimes they have to ask because that's part of the relationship. But really, they'd rather have the relationship than just the stuff. That's already right. This kid says it keeps bothering the mother for something again and again and again, and the mother says, "Okay, you have a choice. I'll either give you the thing, or you could hang out with me today, or you could have a relationship with me, or I could just give you stuff." So if the kid is, I mean, when he's little, when he's immature, we're not talking about immature, but a mature kid would say, "I'd rather have the relationship than the stuff." Then the mother says, "Oh, you choose me? I'll even give you the stuff." Right? That's how it works. But you can't.
you can't do it
in order to get out. Because then you really just want the stuff. Because Kavanas Aleif matters. I told you, the whole world runs on your Kavanas Aleif truth. I mean, Kaddish Baruch Hu builds it like that. I'll go upon him. So you have these two aspects of tefillah, the Iker and the Tafel. V'hine Tachas HaPnimis HaIkaris, right over here in the middle. V'hine Tachas HaPnimis HaIkaris Shal Tefillah, says Rav Kook, the inner purpose, the main purpose of tefillah, she Yetzad Musari, is to make ourselves better, shleimest, recognize the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He merumezes bifnim shel beis hakneses. The remes that is being inside the shul. V'tzad ha'ikari shel metziusa, which is the ikar side of this inyan. V'hatzad ha'tofel, the subordinate, the secondary tzad of tefillah, shel ha'sogas ha'mavukash, which is just getting what you want. Yumotz b'achuri beis hakneses. The remes that is being outside the shul. Meaning, you're by shul, you're davening, you're just asking for what you want. You're not in the Pnimius, you're in the Chitzonius. So Al Kain, so now we, based on this, he explains the Gemara, we end off here. Call him a spalil, rak achuri beis kinesis. If you only daven achuri beis kinesis, meaning you're only davening for, because this is what you hear the daven, because Rifa'enu and Baruch Aleinu, just need parnas. That's the only reason why you're coming to daven. Musari shel tefillah liyosam leif klal, and you're not paying attention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not paying attention to connecting to Kaddish Baruch Hakaros Hashem, who nekra Rasha, the tefillah so to'eva. It's called a Rasha, it's tefillah so to'eva. Ki alidei, meser ozno mashma Torah, find the lehetiv derachav, tefillah so to'eva. Okay. Ki tefillah im lo sutzmach mimena hatava maisim. If tefillah is not going to grow from this person, if not going to come out, bettering your maisim. When you go to davening, and all you do is ask, you don't come out a better person. You come out a person who recognizes there's a God, and you ask for things from him. Doesn't mean it's going to make you a better person. So if you're going to come out of tefillah, connecting to Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ali L'Regel, in a miniature way, coming to the Shechina Kadosh, and you're not going to become better in some way, or Al Derech better, Harehi Kechiruf V'Giduf. It's a strong Lashon. It's like blasphemy. It's a very strong Lashon. Ki'ilu Yeshinoi Ratzon Lamala Chas V'Shalom. We're going to have to come back to this next week. This is referring to the end of the Gemara. It's like there's a shinoi rotzen, maybe shtei reshuyos, maybe it's a change of his rotzen. If only he davens for stuff that he wants and doesn't come out a better person.
The guy who comes to daven with the seaboard, but his whole kavanah is totally not with the seaboard at
right.
all. And with Hashem,
right.
it's all about want.
Because why is the seaboard coming together? Because Kaddish Baruch Hu. The seaboard is not coming together to ask for requests. You're not at seaboard. Then you're Polish when at seaboard. If everybody comes down just to ask for their own personal requests, physically they're all together, but in Pnimius they're not together at all. The whole tzibur is only created in a Pnimius way when we're all davening towards the Aron. We're all davening to the same direction with the same kavanas. If you don't do that, then it's going to end up being looks like a shunei ratzon of a kaddish baruch, because everything is just about what you want. Hashem, it's not good like this. I want it like this. It's gaiva. It's no good.
The direction is sort of a metaphor for
exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's what he's saying over here. Alkein tefillas yishar mitzono, Kaddish Baruch Hu wants straight tefillas, ki b'chol tefillas amheim sho'av matchuna panimis sh'arosromos ha'nefesh, because in all tefillas, really, what can be there, the ikar panimis is a raising up of the nefesh. She tachliso pirish ha'tefillah, which is the point of the tefillah. To raise up our nefesh, to connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu. You could also ask requests, but that's not b'chol the ikar. All right.
So what's funny is Shema Kolenu is sandwiched in between its Yushalayim Ircha, its Semach, and Rosei and Zechazana. And people are like, okay, so I'm going to ask whatever I want. If you look at the position of that bracha, it's literally talking about Shechina, Beis HaMikdash.
The Ikar request of Tefillah is supposed to be spiritual.
But I'm saying, like, it's funny that if you just looked at where the location of that bracha is, it was after bracha, and I'm okay, you make an argument. But, like, here, it's literally, you can't see it another way. It's just, like, has to...
If your eyes are only in Gashmias,
everything's Gashmias. I was in Lakewood yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.